was so modest that during his lifetime, he really didn't care to have his portrait hung. So that we decided the fitting memorial would be to provide that portrait so he could join the rest of the justices on these walls. In a way, it's just a portrait. The real memorial that he leaves, in my opinion, is not a photograph. It is the hundreds and hundreds of fine opinions that he drafted one at a time with excruciating care to make sure that he got them right.